The invention of love. It was early in the morning when Alan saw a tall shadow. It looked as if he was taller than a tree. What was it, he thought to himself. He went down the stairs and straight to the field where the shadow was. For a minute he thought it was a giant, but it was a lady. Her face looked as bright as the sun. She was smelling this lovely flower, which was smooth as velvet. So Alan picked it up and gave it to her as a romantic gift. They slowly fell in love. After a while, they shyly started to talk. While they were on a mechanical horse galloping across the field, that very moment they decided to get married and gave a kiss to each other. Alan asked, "What's your name?" She said, "It's Gemma." Gemma thought she had heard a noise by the bush. Alan went to check and he said, "It's nothing." Days went by. After 2 years, they moved to a different country. Gemma decided to go for a walk. When she went half the way, she heard something go woof. She went to look. It was a dog. It looked a bit like a pig. She looked closely at the dog. She gasped and said, "That's mechanical." As she carried on, she saw a mechanical butterfly. When she went back to her house, she saw the flower. The flower which was given to her by Alan wasn't there because it started to die. The flower wasn't there, it was another one which was mechanical. She started to cry and then she ran off. She was lost, Alan thought for a moment. So he went off looking for her. He went down the swirly steps down to the field. There he saw the dead body of Gemma. He screamed out of sadness. A couple of weeks later, he started to make a replica of Gemma. He started with the clothes, which were made out of silky cotton. Then it was followed by the face, arms and feet. Later he had finished. All he had to do was give it life. He made the heart and placed it in. Gemma's replica started to move slightly. He was impressed with himself, but he couldn't stop thinking about Gemma. Years went past, but he couldn't forget Gemma. Alan lived sadly ever after. The end.